You are about to participate in the most ambitious culinary experiment ever imagined.
This competition is going to test everything.
Adapt quickly to anything. I mean anything. The wildest day of your life starts right now.
All new 24 and 24 Last Chef Standing. Sunday night at 8 on Food Network. Stream on Max.
Hello, Beauty News family. Welcome back to Beauty News. This is the 5th of June edition.
Yes.
We are going to be talking about new release beauty products and no updates. There's there's like no updates.
Good. Well, look, it is what it is.
It is.
It's been a very quiet week.
Yeah.
And I feel like that is due to some horrible shit that has gone down in the US. And a lot of companies are just not sort of releasing things out of respect, which we totally understand.
We think that's good. Before we get into today's episode, we do want to acknowledge the injustice to George Floyd and his family and friends. And to let you guys know, US citizens, that the world does support you.
Yeah, and the world is listening.
Absolutely.
This has made waves for
and
sure.
And we support the Black Lives Matter movement.
Mm-hmm.
We will leave some links to some charities down below if you want to show your support.
I also did want to mention that this discussion is not up for debate. So if you actually have any other ignorant opinion other than Black Lives Matter, please don't comment. If you do, your comments are either going to be deleted or I give people permission to come and slay you in the comments. So just take your ignorant ass somewhere else because we don't tolerate that here. So, just wanted to put that out there. Please be respectful in the comments.
People.
Yeah. All right. Let's get to the non-serious news.
Yes.
So let's pull it back and make it light and start talking about Anastasia Beverly Hills. Mm. They have released mini versions of their Dewy Set finishing spray. So this is a dewy finishing spray. Originally it was in the large bottle and it was the coconut one. And now they have released two new scents and they're all now in minis. So the coconut scent is the original. It's coconut vanilla, now available in a mini for $15. There's also mango and a pineapple one. So
$15 is so expensive.
For a mini thing, yeah, I agree. Look, MacFix Plus are pretty cheeky with that.
Mac got me with their stupid friggin' minis.
Yeah.
I'm not falling.
They're doing
this.
A Mac. They're just like, you've got new scents, buy it.
In a mini.
Everyone
loves a mini.
Yeah. Yeah. So, I don't know. Some people, I actually haven't seen many people give a shit about this. I've seen a lot of people say things like, why? And look, to be fair, from someone who hates coconut scented things,
yeah,
I get it.
Yeah.
I think variation in scents is fair enough, but they should just release larger versions in. Or a trio set or something.
Like, I don't understand why they're being sold for $15 each individually. Like, no. They should have just been sold as a mini set.
I agree. They're available now on the Anastasia Beverly Hills website and they're launching in store to be determined because stores aren't open.
From BH Cosmetics, we have a new collection. This is called Weekend Vibes. So it consists of two eyeshadow palettes. There's Avocado Toast palette and the Mimosa palette. They're both $18. One is like green and one is sort of pinky red.
Yeah, pinky orangey.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. Then we have the Bellini blush palette. This is $18. It's a blush palette. There is not a single thing here that is interesting. It's blush. It's exactly
six pans of blush.
We don't even need to show you a picture of it because
you can
you've
imagine.
Seen a million of them. Then we have the Belgian Waffle. This is a bronzing and highlighting palette. And then there are two extra high shine plumping lip gloss duos. One set is Bloody Mary. It contains a red and like a clear sparkly shade. And then there's Chai Latte, which is two shades of nude, a pink and like an orangey
iridescent kind of one.
Shade. And then there's an 11-piece brush set for $28.
Yeah, I think the only reason why we're actually talking about this, because it is really boring, it is available now on the BH Cosmetics website, so if you wanted it, you can get it. Look, I don't mind a brunchy kind of theme.
Yeah.
I quite like brunch. I miss going out for brunches.
Yeah.
But the only reason this is making the episode, because we're trying to cut down the crap these days because it's hard to edit with a baby. It is what it is. Is a lot of people are interested in the avocado palette.
Cool.
So this is a palette that I think a lot of people, like I like green eyeshadows. If this came across my desk, I would definitely use it.
Yeah, yeah.
But a lot of people have said really good things about this. So, you know, that is why people give a shit.
Hey guys, it's Cheyenne Davis. You may know me from MTV's Teen Mom OG or Think Loud Crew podcast. I'm here with my dad, Papa Floyd, to tell you about our new podcast, Unfiltered Kitchen.
The kitchen is the hub of the household for many of us. The one-stop shop for conversations, both big and small. Cheyenne and I have been having open conversations about all aspects of life in our kitchen since well before she was able to see over the counter.
And now we're inviting you into our own kitchen as a part of the family.
Unfiltered Kitchen is a two-way street. I share my advice on cocktails, cooking, parenting, and the lessons I've learned.
And I inform my dad what it's like to raise kids today, how generational barriers affect us, and the joys of being a daughter. Well, your daughter.
Get ready for a whole lot of unfiltered advice. You can take it or leave it, but you're never going to leave this table feeling hungry for more.
Listen to Unfiltered Kitchen wherever you get your podcasts.
Next thing is Bokeh Beauty. So our friend Jacob from And That's Jacob YouTube channel and Instagram, check him out. So he's Lash Brand. He's released some new stuff. And one thing he's been working on for quite some time, and I'm very excited for it. I sort of feel like the basics, when someone does the basics well, I get excited. Well, it is what it is.
It's the, like, you need them.
You need them. They're essential. They're essential. When someone does, like, you know, a fancy eyeshadow palette, well, yeah, cool. Like, yeah. It's good. But at the same time, you've got 100 eyeshadow palettes, whatever. Yep. But lash glue is an essential. For me, when I'm filming, I usually wear lashes. When I'm going out, I'm wearing lashes. So a good lash glue can make or break, or can make your life a lot easier. So the basics really do matter. So he's been working on a lash glue for a while and it's launched. So this is the clear lash adhesive. It's latex free, formaldehyde free. I would fucking hope so. I would hope so, mate. It's waterproof, which is interesting. It's fast drying. It's a clear finish and it's non-irritating. So it's designed for sensitive skin or sensitive eyes. So it's got a brush on applicator and it is perfect for beginners or professionals. So that's cool. I'm really interested in that. It's $8, which is pretty damn affordable.
That's affordable.
Especially if you're ordering from the US, it's pretty much nothing.
Yeah.
Probably nothing. He's also launched some soft touch stainless steel matte black tools. So there's an applicator, tweezers and scissors.
Nice.
And they're $7 each, as well as a new style of faux mink lashes to the girls range, which is called Chloe. So this is a more soft wispy lash, which is my favorite kind of lash. So again, I'm interested in this. This is $12, vegan, cruelty free, and you can use it up to 20 times, which I really, really like. So and there we go.
Shout out to our beautiful girl, AJ, who is modeling those lashes.
I know, AJ is such a babe.
Very happy to see
Whenever that. I see AJ on Instagram, which I see every single day, I'm always like,
look, I'm just going to admit something. I kind of hate AJ a little bit because she's so fucking perfect and beautiful.
And she's a lovely person. So
yeah, she is.
You know, you deserve it, hun.
Yeah.
Also, he is donating 10% of the profits to the Minnesota Freedom Fund. So if you do want to check that out, it's available now at bokehbeauty.com.
That's excellent. Well done, Jacob.
Well done, Jacob.
Okay, from Bourjois, we have the new Rouge Velvet Ink Liquid Lipsticks. So these are a liquid lipstick with a really fine tip applicator. You can use it to line your lips and then fill your lips.
Mm-hmm.
Comes in 18 shades. It sets down matte. It's long lasting. And that.
Transfer proof and available now at Bourjois. The Bourjois.
Bourjois France.
Yeah. They usually release, Bourjois is a French brand. Yep. They release their first and then they come to generally Australia a few months later. But I really, really like their rouge lip range in general, like their rouge velvet blank. Really nice ranges. So I'm really excited for this. And I hope some nice colors come here because usually they launch them all in Europe and then they sort of cherry pick some shades for the rest of the world.
Give me all those nudes.
I want all the nudes too. From By Terry, we've got two sort of summer releases. One is a collection and one is a product that sort of gets re-released every summer for the past couple of years. So summer collection, look, this is all about the staycation this year. Get that effortless summer glow. There's a brightening CC blush illuminating blusher, which is a liquid blusher, blush illuminating blusher, CC somehow. Like, I don't
know. What is his dumbass name?
What?
Brightening CC blush illuminating blusher.
But CC, like, CC creams were big after the BB creams.
Yeah.
And the BB creams were beauty balms.
Yeah.
CC creams were colour correctors.
And all this is, you know what this says? Brightening, colour correcting blush, brightening blusher. Because illuminating and brightening are basically the same fucking thing.
Yeah. CC, and blush and blusher are
blush
the same
blush and
thing.
Blusher. So it's just like brightening CC blush.
It's fucking stupid. It's stupid.
Like, and how is it color correcting?
I don't know. Anyway, that's €38. Yeah. It's available now at the By Terry website, along with new shades, the Ombre Blackstar Cream Eyeshadow Pens.
Mm-hmm.
So these are €32 each. There's Sunny Flash, Rose Elixir, and Immaculate Light. Then we also have another CC product that doesn't make sense.
Nope.
Brace yourself. This is actually a face palette. It's got four powders in it. We don't have a price for this because it's not actually available online yet, but it's a brightening CC palette in Sunny Flash.
To be fair, it's nice. If it didn't have
the packaging looks nice.
If it didn't have that stupid like Barbie pink shade,
yeah,
pale Barbie pink, and it had something else, I'd buy it.
And then not use it for 3 years and then pan
and then
it.
Feel bad.
Then put a new project pan.
Yep.
That's correct. What I would do. Then we also have the Balm de Rose Lip Balm Summer Edition. This is €46. It's a lot of money.
Mm-hmm.
It is just the same lip balm that they've had permanently,
yeah,
forever. It's just got limited edition packaging.
Yeah.
So, yeah, it actually does look like a nice sort of summer design on it.
Yeah.
Makes it look enticing.
Yeah, I agree.
Is there anything that stands out as being great in that? Probably not. But I agree with you. If it was more peachy toned, that blush palette, that face palette, I'd be interested.
Oh, yeah. The next thing that we have from By Terry is the Tea to Tan Face and Body Instant Bronzer Spray. So they release this every year for summer. It's a tea-infused liquid bronzer for the face and body. It has two tanning effects, matte or shimmering. Contains no tanning agent. It's long lasting and it's a skincare infused water formula. So essentially how this works is you can use it, you can shake the bottle up, you can get shimmer in it, or you can let the shimmer settle and just use the fluid and it will create a matte finish. It uses tea extracts to activate fruit essence that protects the skin from aging, but I don't know what, I don't actually know what tans the skin.
Yeah, well, or is it just a bronzer?
Yeah.
Look, I'm sure there's going to be people that have used this because it's been out for a couple of years and they just bring it out in summer. But it also says it's a universal iced tea shade that suits all skin tones.
And no streaking.
I don't believe that. It does look nice, like, as they show it in, like, the images.
Yeah, it does. And but this,
That's marketing.
That's marketing.
Yeah, that's marketing.
Like, where is her other leg? It's so, that image is just so strange to me.
Yeah.
Do you know what I mean?
Like, yeah, at the knee pops out two legs.
Yeah, yeah. And like near the thigh, you would expect to see at least
a bit of thigh.
An itty bitty bit of thigh. Like you.
That's weird.
Weird. It's just like, you photoshopped it too perfect and now I'm just like, bullshit. Bullshit.
Yeah.
It's not real.
Cool bullshit.
Yeah.
I do want to say, though, that annoyingly...
I want it.
I want it. I'm not going to use it for the longest time, but...
I want it.
I think it sounds nice. I don't like those sort of heavier, sort of sticky products. I don't like the oils that are really greasy. So a water sounds really nice. Also, I'm all about the... adding a bit of bronze without having a fake tan, because when fake tans streak or fade, I can't be fucked. So a product that adds a bit of bronze that is sort of long wearing, then it washes off with skincare benefits, I kind of want it, but it's very expensive.
I'm going to interrupt. I think my light is way too close to my face.
Oh,
shit.
Uh-oh, spaghetti-o.
Yeah, it was definitely way too close to my face. We're not going to re-record this because we have a limited time to get the job done.
Yeah, grandma's taking baby for a walk so baby's not screaming in the background. Yeah. So
look, we need you're to just going to have to deal with like a totally washed out on one side Hayley for a little while.
She needs the tea-infused liquid bronzer to tear up that face.
Just put it on one side so when I sit too close to the light,
yeah,
doesn't matter. Now, this is interesting. Oh, this makes me want to... stupid shit product. So you can get 100 mil for 68 euros, 30 mil for 20 euros, or you can get the face and body set, which includes both the 100 mil bottle and the 30 mil bottle.
What?
For the same price as a 100 mil bottle, 68 euros.
Maybe we should get that and then we can split it.
Maybe.
I'm interested.
Oh.
I don't know why I want this so badly.
It's fucking winter here. Like, I'm not even...
I haven't shaved my legs in ages and I'm not planning to. So
I haven't shaved my legs since fucking March. And I'm not gonna.
Look, I'm actually a lot better than you. I was heavily pregnant and I was trying to shave my legs because I didn't want to look like a hairy beast in hospital.
But people were seeing you.
That's true.
No one's seen me.
That's true. They were seeing too much of me. But, yeah, but I kind of want this. I'm with you. For some, irrationally, I want it. It's stupid.
Actually, it was in April. Might have been April.
Close maybe. Enough.
It doesn't matter. It's June. They're long.
It's June, mate. They it's June.
They squish when I'm not wearing pants. Let's just put it that way.
Luckily, we're wearing pants. All right, next thing is a Pride release, and this is from Face Halo, which is like the microfiber circle cleaning thing.
Replace 500 makeup wipes with one Face Halo. It doesn't seem like that many.
Like, no.
Or you can use it for like a year and a half if you use it every day removing makeup.
I still don't think it actually lasts that long. Anyway, yeah, whatever. I don't actually think they're very effective, but that's my opinion.
Yeah.
So they have released a trio pack for Pride 2020. Mm-hmm. Now, let's talk about the positives first.
Yes.
I think the colours look cool.
They do. I like the rainbow.
I like the rainbow. I think it's incorporated well. I think this is sort of something that people can buy and keep for a long period of time,
mm-hmm,
and use on a daily basis and be like, rainbow, yay.
Yes.
Pride, woohoo. Things that annoy me about this, there's two things. One, this is $35 Australian, so it's $5 extra than their normal packs,
mm-hmm,
which is a trio with just the black three around the about around the edge. So they're normally $30. Also, when they first announced this, they weren't donating anything until they got backlash. They got some backlash saying, you're capitalizing on Pride, this is rainbow washing, what the fuck? And then they announced after it had already been released that 5% of the proceeds are going to the Trevor Project. Now, that was, again, an afterthought, a response to a backlash. And 5% of proceeds are fuck all, especially when you've increased the prices by $5 Australian.
Mm-hmm.
At least donate the $5 Australian at the very least.
Yeah, not so, 5%. Tell us, what is 5% of 35?
No, but that of the proceeds.
Yeah, so we don't even know what the proceeds are.
Say the cost of creating it, let's say, is $10 for the pack.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, if it let's say if they were making $25 profit,
mm-hmm,
$1.25 Australian that they're donating, and that's an afterthought. So, you know, we're impressed, obviously.
I'm so impressed.
Which is a shame because I think this looks like a cool product.
Yeah.
If you like them.
Yeah, I think like this is something that people would like. I don't think 5% of proceeds is good enough.
No. Better than nothing though, hey.
Yeah. All right. Gotta give them that, I suppose. All right, let's talk about Fenty.
Yeah.
So these are a new range of lipsticks. They are the Slip Shine Sheer Shiny Lipsticks. I hate that name so much.
What's with brands like repeating things?
Yeah.
Slip Shine Sheer Shiny. Blush, blusher, shiny, shine. You would get it.
We read it the first time. We heard you the first time.
Yeah.
Shut up.
Yeah.
So these are, they're calling it an everyday staple. Ultra comfortable, perfect for day or play, and low-key sexy without even trying.
Oh.
Clinically proven to lock in moisture. It's a lightweight, nourishing lipstick that's infused with hydrating pomegranate oil that helps to condition the lips and smooth the texture of your lips.
Awesome. Yes. So there's 10 shades available.
Mm.
So it looks like there's clears, there's Barbie pinks, there's peachy oranges, nudes, mauves, brown, purple, essentially.
Yeah.
So I was actually surprised that there was only 10. I feel like...
Yeah, I thought there'd be more.
Didn't they bring out almost more blush colours? Or at least more interesting colours in the blush range than they have in this range? But I think this is a good move because their last lipsticks, okay, their liquid lipsticks people rave about. Yes, their lip glosses, lip glosses people rave about. Yep. Their lipsticks, their matte bullet lipsticks, did not like.
No, we tried them.
More of patchy.
Yeah, but they've got a beautiful red that's a gorgeous color, but I don't like the formula.
Yeah, their colors are the things. I threw out a bunch of them.
Yeah.
I kept some that had really mad colours, but I haven't worn them ever because the formula is not good.
Yeah.
So I'm hoping that these are a lot better and this leans more into maybe like a lipstick version of their lip gloss sort of range because that seems like it's a lot more successful.
Yeah.
But these are launching on the 5th of June at Fenty for $22 each, which is still a little bit of money, but...
That's a bit expensive. Yeah. I was going to say I'll try one of these, but...
Yeah, a bit expensive. But, you know, it could be nice.
Yeah.
I think I'm
becoming such a tight ass with money.
Well, in this environment, we should be because...
But, like, really bad.
Yeah. You're like, $22 for a lip. Go get fucked.
My God. And that's US dollars. Imagine what it's going to be when it's converted. Ugh. Okay. From Glamglow. Oh,
another disappointment.
This is so exciting. Guys, calm down. It's a limited... it's a limited edition collection with Barbie. Thank God it's limited. celebrating self-confidence through skin health. So...
Is that... I don't think Barbie has ever...
No.
Just by the nature of the Barbie doll has promoted anyone's self-confidence.
No. All right. Products are Glow Starter Mega Illuminating Moisturizer. It's $78, which is the same price as Glow Starter in Australia. So I assume it's going to be the same price everywhere else that it launches.
Yeah, so if you know the price in your country of Glow Starter, this will be the same price.
Yes.
Yeah, but a different color, potentially.
Potentially a different color. It looks like it might be a bit more pinky than the nude one.
Yeah.
But we can't be 100% sure because no website is actually
showing it at the moment. Yeah. The only one that has it is Mecca in Australia, which is why we have Australian prices. But it says that it's coming to Sephora in the US on June the 1st. But when we're filming this, it's not June the 1st in the US. So
yes.
It is what it is.
It is what it is. Then there is a Super Mud Clearing Treatment Mask. This is $94. It's a clarifying mud mask that fights problem skin by absorbing excess oil. This looks exactly like the Super Mud Mask.
Yes.
That is already available. It's just in different packaging.
Correct. So if you really like Barbie and you want some limited edition packaging, go for your life.
Yes. From Kaleidos, we have a new collection. So it looks like this is the Escape Pod collection, I believe. So it includes the Escape Pod eyeshadow palette, which is a 15 pan eyeshadow palette, and people seem pretty
keen. Interested, yeah.
Yeah, people seem excited about this. Then there's two Lo-Fi Duo blushes. So these are a matte blush and a shimmery blush in one little duo palette. There's three highlighters, one lucid lip gloss, a tone activator eye primer, and two makeup sponges. This collection is launching in June.
Sometime in June.
Yes, I believe the 11th.
Okay.
I believe.
I really like the blush duos. I've been asking for blush duos like this for the longest time where you pick a color that you like. You've got the matte and the shimmer version.
Yeah.
So you can build on it. You can have different textures. The mauve pink is a gorgeous color. The peachy color is a gorgeous color. I think they've done those really, really well. They've got sponges, sure, but the thing that a lot of people are more interested in is the eyeshadow palette.
Yeah.
The thing that Kaleidos is most known for was their 5-pan little eyeshadow palettes, and now they've just made a bigger one.
Mm-hmm.
People are digging the vibe. There's purples, there's pinks, there's orange, there's greens, there's blue, and there's sort of more neutral colors to mix with it. And I think it's a nice color story. It's very Kaleidos, which it sort of unique pairings of colors. But they don't shy away from brights. I'm not going out of my way to put some purple eyeshadows on at the moment, but, you know, I'm sure a lot of people are very keen on this.
Yeah.
A lot of people love Kaleidos formula, and I think this will, if you love their formula, this would not disappoint
you.
Yeah,
I think people are pretty excited about this collection.
Yeah. All right, the next thing is from Kimchi Chic Beauty, and these are actually, I think, are really cool, and I think more brands should do these, so props to Kimchi Chic for this. So they've launched color correctors to the most concealer range. So these are color correcting concealers. Now, while we were away, they did launch concealers, and there was a whole range of them. I think there's 20 shades. So we didn't really talk about those. We didn't talk about it in the sort of recap either, but they did launch 20 concealers, and they've added 7 shades of color correctors to that range. Now, what I really, really, really like about this is they've got some really cool colors in here that work not only as color correctors. So you've got the peach tones, you've got the green tones, you've got the purple tones to color correct. You've got a sort of peach and a red, for lighter and deeper skin. You've got a yellow and like a dark gold sort of color for lighter and deeper skin. And you also got a white, which can be a mixer. So you can do a lot with these, but what I particularly like about them is the potential to mix them with foundations to color correct foundations.
Yep.
Because one thing that is most infuriating about foundations, if you get it, it's too peachy, it's too yellow, it's too pink, and you like the formula, but you can't find a shade that suits you can always buy one of these products and tone it down and color correct it to your coloring. The only thing I find frustrating about this is the packaging. So the way it works, it's got one of those, it's a squeezy tube, but instead of having like
it's got a brush
the nozzle or the sort of wand applicator, it's got that plastic brush that you have to squeeze the product through. So this does limit your ability to sort of mix it with, I would have preferred it to be in a squeezy tube so you can squeeze some of the back of your hand into your foundation and mix it together. But I think this is a really cool concept. I think this is probably the most exciting thing I've seen them do personally. And we've been pretty critical on Kimchi Chic Beauty's releases because they've sort of been a little bit lackluster. But finally, I think this is
like an actual proper decent makeup release.
This is what I want to see. This is, really, really respect this. These are $14 each, which I think is the same price as the concealers. So pretty damn affordable, cheaper than Fenty Sheer lipstick. And if the formula is great, even if the formula of the color correctors are trash, if you can mix it in with products that you previously love, I reckon these are such a good addition to the makeup industry. And a lot of brands do bring these out and then they discontinue them.
Yeah, I know.
Or they bring them out and they only bring them in one sort of like tone, as in like this will suit light skin or medium skin.
It's because people don't buy them.
Yes, like, but people should buy them and they should use them. A lot of people
don't even know how to color correct properly, you know, or they don't even realize that they should be color correcting. They just put on more makeup.
Yeah.
That's usually what people do.
Yeah, I'm not a big fan of color correcting like under my foundation, like color correct redness and whatnot. I just can't be bothered. But I really do love shade adjusting foundations because the worst thing is when you have like that mask of foundation, you've got to bring it all the way down your neck, it gets onto your clothes. Just having something that you can tweak, like to tweak the color so it's perfectly matched to your skin, I think it's such a great idea. So this is probably my, I'm not going to actively go buy one right now, but if I was in the market for color correcting something with a sort of red tone or a gold tone or using whatever, I would totally look at this brand because I think this is smart. And I think it's also really smart for drag queens.
Yeah.
Because they need to color correct.
They color correct a lot.
Yeah. So I think this is probably the most exciting, well, the smartest thing I've seen them release, and I give them props for that.
Last thing, Sigma Beauty. We have the Pride 2020 flat Kabuki foundation brush. It's an F80 and it comes in an iridescent kind of rainbow-ish.
It's like an oil slick.
Yeah. Yeah. I consider this kind of like scarab iridescent rather than rainbow, but there might be some color nuances that we don't see here. So, you know, I don't know. It's a very pretty brush, but it has that iridescent finish to it. The brush is limited edition, available from June 1st for $25, and 50% of the proceeds go to the It Gets Better project to support LGBTQ plus youth.
Yeah, I think this is a cool one. Not only are they donating a fair amount, and I'm sure the proceeds of brush sales would be pretty high. Like, brushes don't cost that much to make.
Not synthetic especially when
you
ones.
Make, like, yeah, synthetic ones and you make them on such a big scale. But this is a really, really popular style brush that a lot of people use, and the packaging looks, or the brush itself looks really cool. I like that they take the sort of, like you said, that sort of iridescent thing all the way from the handle through to the ferrule. It looks really cool. So this is one that you can buy, you can have for 10 years, enjoy it. And yeah, there is some money that goes to a good cause. And I hear my baby quacking like a duck.
Yes.
Oh, geez. So we've got to start wrapping this one up.
Yes. The time has come to dedicate this episode to a Beauty News VIP, and this week's VIP is Cassandra.
Thank you, Cassandra,
for supporting Beauty News, and thank you to everyone who supports Beauty News in whichever way you choose to do so. Kat, what is our emoji for this week?
Okay, it's very appropriate.
Serious.
If you don't like it, you can fuck off. It is a black heart.
Yes.
Sending our love and support, and hopefully everyone is staying safe.
Yeah.
It's a tough time.
It is.
But hopefully there's changes for the better.
Hopefully it leads to change.
Yeah. Change has to happen, and sometimes you got to break a few eggs to make an omelette.
Correct. Fair. It's a lot nicer than what I was going to say. All right, guys. We hope you enjoyed it. If you did, give it a thumbs up. That helps us out a lot, and we will see you in the next one.
Bye.
Bye.
Hey there. Did you know Kroger always gives you savings and rewards on top of our lower than low prices? And when you download the Kroger app, you'll enjoy over $500 in savings every week with digital coupons. And don't forget fuel points to help you save up to $1 per gallon at the pump. Want to save even more? With a Boost membership, you'll get double fuel points and free delivery. So shop and save big at Kroger today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Savings may vary by state. Restrictions apply. See site for details.